Welcome to The Weekly, a look back at WHQR's top stories of the past 7 days. It's Saturday, September 26th. I'm Caitlin Freund. At the start of the week, the New Hanover County Commissioners approved bylaws for the new nonprofit that would manage the proceeds from the sale of New Hanover Regional Medical Center. Here's what that means. More than $1 billion in public money could wind up under the control of an 11-member foundation board that is not overseen by the local government commission or open to the public. WHQR's Rachel Lewis-Hilburn has the details.
New Hanover County Commissioners decided members of the foundation board should expect to serve 3 3-year terms, or 9 years. It should take a supermajority to remove a problematic member, and the public or the media should not necessarily have the right to observe the board's proceedings. Don Munford is a Raleigh attorney who drafted the bylaws.
Well, when you apply the open meetings law, the body becomes political because you can have people come in and distort the process for political advantage. It's not a political body. It is a deliberative fiduciary body.
County Commissioner Rob Zappel disagrees.
But it's a private foundation with $1.25 billion of public money. So that, to me, there's nothing private about it.
After approving the bylaws 4-1 with Zappel dissenting, Chair Julia Olson-Bozeman chided critics, saying the commissioners have worked hard on the foundation.
And any suggestion that any of us are doing anything behind closed doors or not in front is just not true. So I don't appreciate the continued suggestions and innuendos. For that, it's adjourned.
There is a meeting next Monday to review the final purchase agreement, and in a follow-up interview, Commissioner Zappel says discussions on open meetings are still on his agenda. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.
The week before last, the New Hanover County School Board voted to transition to Plan B, where students would rotate through 1 week in school and then 2 weeks remote. But this week's special school board meeting resulted in a big change in plans. Here's my report from Tuesday.
Board Chair Stephanie Adams says Governor Cooper's decision to give school districts the option to open K-5 schools for all in-person teaching came as a surprise.
Last week we met on Tuesday, and Tuesday evening we made the vote to move to B, and none of us up here knew about the announcement that was going to come 2 days later.
At last night's special meeting, county health department officials presented current COVID data and answered questions, but refrained from making outright recommendations. Here's board member Nelson Bollier.
At what point is it safe for schools to seriously consider opening under Plan A? Is it a 5% positivity rate? Is it a 3% positivity rate?
I would be honest. There was no magic number.
The board ultimately voted to modify Plan B to an A-B schedule. That means one group of students goes to school on Mondays and Tuesdays, and the other group attends on Thursdays and Fridays. Wednesdays will be remote learning while schools are sanitized. The updated Plan B affecting all grade levels will be implemented on October 12th. New Hanover County Schools is hosting virtual town halls next week to discuss school reopening plans.
As COVID-19 metrics continue to stabilize, Governor Roy Cooper announced new relief money for small businesses, as well as a new COVID app. And as Rachel Lewis-Hilburn reports, North Carolina may soon see the reopening of large outdoor venues.
By the end of next week, the governor's current executive order expires. And Governor Cooper says, as long as North Carolina's good progress holds, October 2nd at 5 p.m. is a good time to cautiously move into phase 3.
That step will mean larger outdoor event venues will be able to open at 7% capacity starting next Friday, October the 2nd. We share this news today, so those outdoor venues with seating capacity of more than 10,000 can begin preparations that are key to safely reopening their doors to have a limited amount of socially distanced fans.
Before the new executive order is signed, Cooper says his team will also examine whether additional restrictions could be eased on October 2nd. The governor announced a $40 million relief fund for small businesses hit hard by the coronavirus shutdown. Bars, gyms, bowling alleys, museums, and others closed from April 1st to July 31st will be eligible for the funds from federal CARES Act money. State health officials have also launched a new free app called Slow COVID NC that alerts users when they may have been exposed to someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. The app, say officials, is anonymous and does not collect, store, or share personal data. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.
You're listening to The Weekly from WHQR Public Media. This election season has been a bit chaotic, to say the least. From pandemic complications, inaccurate voting instructions from the White House, absentee ballot disarray, some voters are confused, and marginalized communities may feel especially out of the loop. WHQR's Hannah Brazinger has more.
On a sunny Tuesday afternoon in Wilmington, there's music coming from the YWCA Lower Cape Fear parking lot. It's a celebration of National Voter Registration Day, a cheery deviation from a notably contentious election year. Janiqua Palmer, who's with the YWCA, tells me they're hosting a drive-through voter registration event.
So we wanted for it to be kind of like a party, because sometimes when you say voter and you talk about politics, people get a little intimidated.
Velva Jenkins is the YWCA chapter's CEO. She says voters and would-be voters seem to feel especially intimidated this year.
We are seeing some confusion and also fear with the coronavirus, the pandemic. It's got people afraid.
That's why this election year concerns Janiqua Palmer. She says many people don't have access to voting resources or don't know where to look. And that, on top of changes due to COVID-19, can cause discouragement.
We had a couple of people who drove up today to sign up, and they were like, I had one guy who just said, where do I vote it? And if people who have cars and transportation don't know where to vote it, I can't imagine people who don't have cars and transportation. And not only do they know where to vote, how they're going to get there, who's going to watch their kids, are they going to have to take time off from work, is it going to be paid time off? I think it's difficult. I think it's difficult. I think marginalized communities definitely struggle with figuring all of this out.
Velva Jenkins says that on Election Day, the YWCA chapter will be partnering with the NAACP to provide transportation to the polls. Until then, the group will be here at their location on South College Road, ready to extend voter resources to those who may need it. Hannah Brazinger, WHQR News.
And further voting information can be found at whqr.org. On Coastline this week, the candidate interviews continue. New Hanover County's Board of Commissioners has 5 seats total, and in 2020, there are 3 open seats to fill. Rachel Lewis Hilburn spoke with the other 3 of the 6 candidates. That's Leslie Cohen, Dr. Kyle Horton, and Skip Watkins. You can listen to that full hour-long conversation and find more local election coverage at whqr.org. At the end of the week, local leaders agreed on one thing. Everyone loves trees. The Wilmington Tree Initiative kicked off Thursday at MP Park. Led by the City of Wilmington, the collaboration also includes New Hanover County, UNCW, CFCC, and nonprofit groups, with a goal to grow the urban forests in the Port City. Here's my report. Wilmington City Council doubled the tree budget in 2019 and says they're working on updating the Land Development Code to review open space requirements, tree preservation, planning, and maintenance. The Wilmington Tree Initiative is part of this effort and has 2 basic components. The first is to plant trees, with an emphasis on the right location. Here's Wilmington Mayor Bill Sappho.
What we find a lot of times when we plant trees, we plant them and then they grow and then they get under power lines and then the power company comes down and trims them back and then people get upset or they get in a utility contractor's way and then they're damaged.
The goal is to plant 1,739 trees by fall of 2021, a nod to the year the city was incorporated. As for the second component,
educate the public on the value of trees, as well as how to select, plant, and maintain trees.
The mayor said it best.
Who doesn't love trees?
On this week's Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy, Rhonda spoke with the director of the Thalian Association. They discussed Show Me a Show Tune, a Broadway-style sing-off and fundraiser. You can hear that interview on WHQR.org. And that's what's happening in the Cape Fear region. You can listen to our continued news coverage at 91.3 FM. Visit our website or stream us online anytime at whqr.org. For WHQR News, I'm Caitlin Freund, and this is The Weekly.